This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Affordable Care Act, Obamacare to some, is on the docket at the Supreme Court again tomorrow. The specific legal challenge this time turns on just how many Americans are allowed under the law to get help from the federal government in paying for their insurance. That help is known as a subsidy, without which a lot of people believe the ACA basically falls apart. From the help desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains why that is.
With a hat tip to that old TV show, The Love Boat.
Love. Exciting and new. Come aboard.
Understanding the subsidy route is a little easier and a lot more fun if we think of them going on some kind of love boat-like medical cruise. Their journey begins at what we'll call Consumer's Cove, which in this case is Thomas Shinaki's computer.
I put in how much money I'm going to make in the coming year, and it literally like shoots out how much you would be paying in a given month.
Shinaki, a performance artist in Philadelphia, will earn about $30,000 this year. Shinaki liked a plan on healthcare.gov running $300 in monthly premiums, but it only cost the 30-year-old half that, thanks to his tidy $150 subsidy. As soon as Shinaki chooses his plan, our subsidy ships off towards its second port. Insurance Island. Since the administration unveiled healthcare.gov, it hasn't always been smooth sailing. Technical problems have made it hard for subsidies to go from consumer to insurer, but ultimately most have arrived. And remember, in the 34 states that rely on healthcare.gov, 87% of consumers get some financial help.
The bottom line is that the subsidy is Thomas's ticket to the health insurance world.
Dr. Peter Bielenson is the CEO of Evergreen Health Cooperative, a health insurer. On average, these subsidies make up about three-quarters of a person's monthly premium. It's a big reason why 7.5 million Americans in the federal exchange states signed up for the ACA this year. But Larry Levitt with the Kaiser Family Foundation warns subsidies shouldn't get too comfortable out there on Insurance Island.
Most of the dollars that an insurance company takes in don't stick around for very long.
Levitt explains insurers are packing up the subsidies fairly quickly for their final stretch, a visit to provider paradise, where they go to pay for doctors, hospitals, and pharmacists.
They're really important to the health providers. I mean, we're talking about roughly $2 billion a year going through insurance companies to doctors and hospitals in these states.
So ultimately, if the court decides to cancel this subsidy voyage for everybody from Consumer Cove to Insurance Island to Provider Paradise, today's love boat will start to feel a lot more like the SS Minnow.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
That stranded ship from another TV classic, Gilligan's Island.
The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure.
I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.